Thank you. So, yes, thank you very much. So, Hare Krishna, I would like to now start our Krishna Katha evening. We have a few surprises for you. We have a very dear guest, a devotee from Vrindavan, who will talk as our revered guest as a highlight after I have said something. So we need to now prepare the room a little bit. It will be a meditative program. This means that if you have small children under the age of 5 who are not yet comfortable to sit in a class with full attention, then please take your children and care for them so that they somewhere else. We have rooms for mothers with children. Please do this because we need to have a peaceful atmosphere. Thank you so much. Let me now see if we want to now dim the light a little bit. And maybe we can have one person in charge of peace in the room. I think we have fasted the whole day and we like to have someone who watches. Maybe Sadanandi, you could see, just to help mothers with children find the rooms where they can take care of the children. Good.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. 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 Om Namo Bhagavate Shane ninam naravarastinam smaro mutimam gopanam svajano satam chitibujam shashta svapitro shisho mrityo bojapate virat avidusham tadvam param yoginam vishninam paradevate tivirito rangam gatha sakraja rangam gatha sakraja.
When Krishna and Balaram entered the arena in Mathura, everyone in Mathura had heard about them. Everyone wanted to see the two boys who had become the talk of the town. They had heard that Krishna had delivered the washerman. They had heard that it was Krishna who broke the bow of Lord Shiva with a thundering crash. They had heard that Krishna had made one indication that he would deliver Kamsa into a better life. Now they wanted to see that Lord. They wanted to see Lord Krishna. They had all assembled in this huge arena and they were talking amongst themselves. When will Krishna come? King Kamsa had entered and there was a stir in the atmosphere. But then all of a sudden, the entire atmosphere changed. Krishna and Balaram entered the arena, each carrying upon their shoulders an elephant tusk. On Krishna's beautiful bluish body, there were fine particles of perspiration, like drops of dew or pearls, which were laying on his sapphire blue lotus face. Krishna's body glistened with red drops from Kuvalayada Pida. And he was accompanied by a few cowherd boys. My dear devotees, imagine the huge arena full with thousands and hundred thousands of people just staring at Krishna. Krishna entered and the light from his body washed through the whole arena as he gave darshan to all the people of Mathura. Krishna had not come as a spectator. He was the main actor, the center of all attention, pulling everyone's eyes and mind to him with all his attractiveness. My dear devotees, Krishna is so attractive that anyone who saw him at those times could not really talk for 7 days. They couldn't really walk for 7 days. When someone saw Krishna, he was absolutely overwhelmed with the bliss of seeing him. And all they could talk all day and all night was simply Krishna, Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna.
Yes, a little bit different, but Krishna, Krishna.
Krishna,
So when Krishna entered the arena, everyone's mind was overpowered with the beauty coming from the Lord. Now we know that you can only have darshan of Krishna's beautiful form when your heart is full of love. To see Krishna, you need to see through the eyes of love. These eyes, which we have, can't see Krishna. You need to see through the eyes of love. History tells us of a king who fell in love with a gypsy woman. And he married her under two conditions. Sabrina, he said, never ride on the royal chariot. Okay, I will not do it. And never give me anything to eat which you have already started to eat. Okay, I will not do it. After some time, the king saw how the royal chariot of gold was leaving the palace, and on top of it was Sabrina riding the chariot. He was shocked. Later he found out that Sabrina had gone to her mother who was ill and brought her some food from the royal palace. And then, because he looked with the eyes of love, he said to his ministers, Sabrina is a good wife. She cares for her mother. A little later, the gypsy woman was eating 9 peaches. When the king came in, she had already finished 8. And she was just starting to eat the 9th, and when the king entered, she said, oh, darling king, here is my peach for you. The king, although it was half eaten, and kings cannot eat half eaten things, was devouring it because he thought, Sabrina really loves me. After 5 years, the king divorced Sabrina. It was impossible for him to live with a gypsy woman. And the two main reasons which he said led to the divorce was that first, Sabrina rode the royal chariot. And the second reason was Sabrina gave him a half-eaten peach. My dear devotees, what was the difference? Why did the king think at one time Sabrina's riding the royal chariot was wonderful, and that it was wonderful that she gave him the half-eaten peach, and the other time he objected to it? Why do we sometimes love Krishna consciousness and sometimes we feel that we want to make a little internal distance from Krishna and devotion? It's simply this, my dear devotees. When you see with the eyes of love, you see beauty. And when you no longer see with the eyes of love, you see faults and mistakes. So, Krishna can only be seen by someone who sees through the eyes of love. Krishna cannot be recognized by someone who does not see through the eyes of love. Let us look at 10 different groups of people and how they saw Krishna. First, there were the restless, like Chanura, who had bodies as big as mountains. They had no love for Krishna. They saw Krishna but did not see Krishna. Although Krishna is so tender and lovely, they saw him to look like a lightning bolt which can split mountains. when they saw Krishna entering the arena of Mathura, they became furious. Then there were Krishna's parents, like Nanda and Vasudev. They saw him as their shishu, their small baby. They saw that Krishna was very tender. And they asked themselves, why did we have to come here into this arena where Krishna will be attacked by the restless of Mathura? We should take our little boy and go home with him to Vrindavan. Then there were Krishna's friends. When they saw how Krishna entered the arena of Mathura, they simply laughed. They saw him as their intimate friend. And because they had never seen him with an elephant tusk on his shoulders, they shouted, "Look at him, look at him, he's so funny, our friend." Was the Lord different? No, he was the same Lord, but each one saw him only according to his capacity of love. If you want to behold Krishna, you also will need to increase your loving sentiments for him. When Krishna entered the arena, not everyone had seen him. The whole town had been talking only about Krishna since the day before. How he had entered the town, how he was met by the different people who gave him garlands, how the brahmanas had worshipped him as he walked down this royal highway into Mathura. Now, the citizens of Mathura gazed at the Supreme Personality, Shri Krishna Balaram. And it is described that when they saw Krishna Balaram, they became very happy in their hearts. Shukadev Goswami describes, the force of the people's happiness caused their eyes to open wide and their faces to blossom. When you become very happy, you go, cha, 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 cha. So the people of Mathura were just blossoming in their faces. They drank the beauty of the Lord with their eyes, which means they stopped blinking. They just drank. They tasted the Lord with their tongues. They smelled him with their wide open nostrils. And although they had to remain where they sat, they embraced the Lord with their open arms. They sat in the rows and they just went like, Krishna. Everyone, millions of people, Krishna. And they talked to each other. He has liberated the witch Putana and he overturned the card demon. He destroyed the wind demon and he uprooted the Arjuna trees. And do you know what? Know what? He lifted the Govardhan hill for 7 days and gave protection to the devotees. Bilva Mangala Thakur has composed a verse about the effect of seeing Krishna. In this verse, he compares Lord Krishna's body with an ocean. And he says the face of Lord Krishna is even more beautiful than his body, because it is like a moon which rises over the ocean. But still more beautiful than the body and the face of the Lord is what? His smile. You're right. When he smiles, his teeth become visible, and from his teeth, rays of beauty become reflected. So he has said, Madhuram, 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 Vapuasya Vibhur, Vapuasya Vibhur, Madhuram, Madhuram, Vadanam, Madhuram, Madhugandhi Mridu, Smitametadaho, Madhuram, 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 Madhuram. Aho, the transcendent body of Krishna is very sweet. And his face is even sweeter than his body. But his soft smile, which has the fragrance of honey, is sweeter still. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has explained this verse. He had said, the sweetness of Krishna's personality is just like an ocean of nectar. Sri Krishna's beautiful face gives him a particularly extraordinary vision. That is the vision of the moon above that ocean. And an even more extraordinary vision is his smile, which is like the shining beams of moonlight. One great devotee, Chandidas, describes for us a little bit what the devotee feels when he sees Krishna. Here's a verse where a gopi addresses another gopi. This gopi has just seen Krishna, and she says, oh, I saw that Shyam, who is like countless gods of love put together. When there's only one god of love, you know, you turn crazy. All your hormones go all over the place, and you become highly affected. But when there are thousands or millions of gods of love together, You become just extraordinary, transcendentally, super ecstatic and mad and love. So, Krishna, look, when you see Krishna, it's like the effect of countless karma devas put together. His face conquers the moon. His eyebrows arch like bows that shoot arrows in the form of his glances. You know, Krishna goes like this when he looks at someone. Psip! And the arrow of his glance pierces the heart of the devotee, who then loses himself in the ocean of love. Oh, Saki, this gopi says, some great scalper has made him in such a way that his body is like the arrow of Kamadev. So the people of Mathura talked amongst themselves. Krishna and Balarams are the sons of Vasudev. They are from our town. They are hometown boys. They belong to us. But when Kamsa, this demon, saw Krishna, he had no love. He did not become transformed. He actually said something which is very, very nasty, and Gaurahari has said, I should not talk what Kamsa said, so I cannot tell you. He said, who is this? His servant said, it is he. Then he asked, who is that he? We should not speak about him. The servant said, you only speak about him. We don't speak about him. Kamsa was irritated by Krishna. But the Mathura Vasis were in absolute ecstasy. He is from our town. He's the one of us. He has killed the demon Putana, torn down the twin Arjuna trees. He did not get tired when he lifted the Govardhan hill for 7 days, and he didn't even shift one foot. Although he did not eat and drink for a complete week, his face was always happy, free from fatigue and full of smiles. So it is described how everyone talked, but then Kamsa said, stop. Stop this talk about this boy. This is a wrestling match. Chanura, Mushtika, come and challenge. So Chanura was a terrible wrestler. He was as powerful as 10,000 elephants, it's described, and Mushtika was his friend. And Chanura went up to Krishna and said, Krishna, let us wrestle. You have come here to satisfy the king, we suppose, and we also are here to satisfy the king. Let us wrestle now. Krishna said, we will wrestle with our friends, not with you. If we wrestle with you, it's like a frog wrestling with an elephant. It's not very appropriate. You are much stronger. We are small boys. But Chanura said, ha ha, small boys. What did you just do to Kuvalayatapida? The big elephant who was posted at the entry gate. What did you do to Agasura? What did you do to Kalia? You are not a small boy. You know many tricks. Fight with me. When Chanura said this, Krishna made up his mind. Balaram made up his mind. They went into the akara, that's a roped-in area with fine white sand, and they began their fighting by just putting palms on palms and just pressing the opponent a little bit to see the strength in the arm. But then they started to clap their thighs. Well, this doesn't make any sound because of the pullover. And then they began to really engage in wrestling. But as they were wrestling, the people began to understand what was the mood. The night before, Kamsa had said to Chanura, Mushtika, these two boys are not real small boys. They are dangerous. Just make it short. Just pretend you're wrestling, but then hit them at the soft spot which you know you have to hit in order to kill somebody. So soon, Chanura and Mushtika began to do these dirty tricks. And as everyone looked on, they could see, this is not a wrestling match for entertainment. This is something to kill Krishna and Balaram. And they became so enraged in the process. The people became so enraged that they began to shout, "Adharma, Adharma!" Actually, I must say, it would have been nice if the people would have shouted, "Adharma, this is not Dharma." But I must say, they were afraid of Kamsa, and they did not open their mouth. Only a few ladies began to talk. They said, "See how unequal the wrestlers are matched. Look at these two professional wrestlers who have limbs as strong as lightning bolts and bodies resembling the mighty mountains. And look at these two young boys. How can we tolerate such a wrestling match?" And they began to talk, "Adharma, Adharma, it's not dharmic." And then they made a point. Anyone who sits here and watches this matching, wrestling match, which is so demoniac, will lose all their piety. When you see something which is unjust, they said, and you stand there and watch, you become affected by the reactions to the injustice. And they began to talk about when Draupadi was disrobed, all the people who saw how the pious Draupadi was disrobed by these rascals, they became objects of Krishna's anger. My dear devotees, only the ladies of Mathura, small group, began to speak out. All the others were afraid to speak. As a saying in an Indian village, when the Qazi's dog died, the whole village who was afraid of the Qazi, Qazi, were going and bringing the dog to the grave. But when the Qazi himself died, no one came. They were afraid that if I don't come to the burial of the dog of the Qazi will be angry on me. So the ladies continued to talk. "Look at Krishna's lotus face. It is covered with drops of perspiration. It resembles the lotus which is covered with dew. And look how Balaram fights. Krishna looks so peaceful and smiles as he wrestles with Janura. He is so composed. But Balaram's eyes are so red. They look like effulgence, the red effulgence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead." And they began to talk wonderful verses glorifying Lord Krishna. They said in the end, "The gopis are the most fortunate because they constantly sing about Krishna while milking the cows. They sing with great attachment Krishna's holy names. But we here in Mathura, we see how the same Krishna who is glorified with the songs of the gopis is attacked by the powerful wrestlers. Oh, to hell with our Mathura. May Braj be glorified more and more and more. The gopis sing with tears of love in their eyes. But we here, we watch how Krishna is attacked. So as the fighting between Chanura and Krishna and Mushtika and Balaram continued, Krishna made up his mind to relieve the distress of his devotees who were talking about him and lamenting about his fortune. Krishna immediately began to pick up speed, and his wrestling movements became as strong as thunderbolts. Chanura began to think, why did I make the mistake to force Krishna to fight with me? At that time, Chanura could have surrendered to Krishna, but his demoniac pride kept him from Sharanagati. And in a sudden move, he took both of his hands to bring them down on Krishna. But Krishna took his hands, whirled him around and around, and Chanura must have looked into the lotus face of Krishna. And then finally Krishna, whirling him around, threw him hundreds of meters in the air. And Chanura, who had seen Lord Krishna's lotus face, gave up his life and went to a high destination. The same happened between Mushtika and Balaram. Balaram also took care of Mushtika. And then, when all the thousands of wrestlers who had come there thinking that they would show their fighting skills, when they saw this, they just ran away from the arena, thinking it's not intelligent to fight with the two. After everything was over, Krishna called his cowherd boy friends. He went up the ranks in the arena and he took his unwilling cowherd boy friends down into the arena. And for half an hour, he wrestled with them. He danced and he played the flutes. And all the people of Mathura saw Krishna fighting with his cowherd boyfriends. And sometimes the same Krishna who was invincible allowed one cowherd boyfriend to just press him on the dust of the arena. And he said, enough, enough, I'm defeated by your superior strength. There was singing, there was laughter. Vrindavan's mood came back into the arena of King Kamsa. And Kamsa thought, well, who's this boy? He has just finished the most powerful wrestlers, but these little cowherd boys defeat him and pull him on the ground. And Krishna says, enough, 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 I give up. My dear devotees, what this Leela teaches us, that Krishna can only be seen through the eyes of love. Those who are not surrendering to Krishna, those who do not love Krishna, they will see Krishna in a way which those see him who just hate him. They see him as an ordinary person. They see Krishna consciousness as an illusion by religious fanatics. And for them, the Lord will never reveal his beauty and his superior attractiveness. But those who approach Krishna in loving surrender, they see him as the most attractive personality. When the friends of Lord Krishna see Lord Krishna in the evening going to Nanda Yashoda's house, they cannot sleep the whole night. They want to just see Krishna. And they rise at 12 o'clock and come in Nanda Bhavan, and Yashoda opens at 12 o'clock. What do you want? We want Krishna, say the little friends. But Ari, it is 12 o'clock, you better sleep. So they try to sleep again, the cowherd boys. But what to do? Their love is so strong. At 2 o'clock they are again at the door of Yashoda. What do you want? Krishna, Krishna, when do we go herding the cows? Are, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. Come back later. So when it's finally 6 o'clock, they all are asleep. At that time Krishna rises. He leaves the palace of his mother and father, and he moves into the village of Vrindavan. And there he expands himself in many, many forms, and each form goes before the door of one of his friends, and he starts to play his beautiful flute music. And as he plays on his beautiful flute music, all the cowherd boys become called by Krishna and become they become awake. They rise, they come out of their houses, and they see Krishna standing before the door. Millions of Krishna, each standing before one of the door and playing his flute, saying, come, come, come with us into the wonderful area of Vrindavan. So, seeing through the eyes of love, this is the purport. Oh, here is Krishna coming. Then the cowherd boys come out of their houses. They follow Gopal to the place where the cows are, and they milk the cows. And then all of them go to the gate of Vrindavan town together with millions of different colors, colored cows. The gate opens. Everywhere are the residents of Vrindavan saying goodbye to Krishna. Krishna will go now to the forest of Vrindavan herding the cows. And but his mother comes and she says, Krishna, you are not properly dressed, and dresses him as Krishna walks, and Krishna becomes slightly embarrassed. Then Yashoda says, and Krishna, you didn't eat enough breakfast, and she feeds Krishna. And Krishna, he said, then mother, she finally says, mother, it's all right. I can go on my own now. But Yashoda says, what will be with the thorns of the path of Vrindavan? And Krishna says, there are no thorns, mother. The deer have swept the path. So then Krishna goes out for another day, and in the evening comes back to the people whom he loves, the people of Vrindavan. And as he walks down the path of the town, and the beautiful gopis throw flower petals over him, and on each flower petal they have written a letter. Oh Krishna, when will you meet me? Says one gopi. The other gopi says, Krishna, do you like sandesh or burfi? What should I cook? And Krishna is seeing this rain of flowers and sees the message and immediately begins to answer all the questions very briefly as he walks into the town of Vrindavan. My dear devotees, on the sacred day of Krishna Jamashtami, let us prepare our heart like Vrindavan. That means a place where everyone loves Krishna and turns with attention to Krishna so that we can invite Krishna. I want to thank you very much for listening. I want to also thank Hui Ling for making her beautiful sound. And I want to now invite our guest of Anna, our Dr. Tanmay Goswami, who is from Vrindavan himself, the village where everyone loves Krishna, and he will tell us a little Krishna katha to please our heart. But before he will come, I want to just chant for 5 minutes. The time, yes. Oh, actually, for 2 minutes. So that we can be waking up. You might like to open the windows so that there is no, is enough oxygen. Thank you very much. It was wonderful. Did it? Yeah, oh yeah. Hare Krishna. Hare. Dr. Tanmay Goswami, please come. Give it kashi.
Thank you to you all. Yonta pravishya mama vacha mimam prasaptam sanjeevayatya khila shakti dharas vadham nam anyamscha hasta charana shravanatva gadin pranan namo bhagavate purushayatupyam. What a great day for me that I am here in one more Goloka Dham, from Goloka Dham of Vrindavan to the Goloka Dham of Germany. Because for Krishna, no place is a distance. When I was reading the 6th canto, 7th chapter, 75th verse, where it is said that devatas are envy of human beings because of one reason. They say that we have everything. We have all opulences. We have all happiness, all success. But still we are envy from these human beings. The verse says, Yuyam nraloke nraloka manushya loka vata bhuri bhaga. There is a great luck for this human loka, this nraloka. This luck we have not got. They ask why? Because Krishna is not with us. Krishna has not taken birth in our Swarga Loka. Krishna has taken birth on this Manushya Loka. So this Manushya Loka is Bhuri Bhagaha, is more powerful than our Swarga Loka. Haribol. So we can say that we are more powerful and we are more successful, not because of our autos or because of our machine, but because Krishna is with us. Yesham grahanam vasatiti sakshat guram param brahma manushya lingam. This supreme personality of the Godhead Krishna, who is Vikunthadhipati Krishna, is living in the heart of every human beings like a Golokadhipati Krishna. The Krishna who has taken birth in the Goloka, Gokula, Gokula Dhamma, which is here. We are sitting here. Then Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vikunthadhipati Krishna, wanted to come to this Manushya Loka to make us proud. The question came, where should I take birth? What should be the place should I select? Krishna says, there's a very long story behind it. I don't want to go behind it because there was exact 18 minutes left, 2 minutes over. Again, okay. So, where there is a Govardhan Giriraj, where there is a Yamuna, and where there is a forest of Tulasi, Vrinda, where there is a mountain, river, and the garden, the forest of Vrinda, I want to take birth there. Therefore, this is small. Giriraj came from somewhere. It's a big story of that. How Giriraj came to Yamuna. How the Rishi has to kept him there because Krishna wanted to take birth in Vrindavan. My grandmother always used to be angry on Krishna. You have not got any other place to take birth. Kashmir is so beautiful it is. Saffron. So many places that are so beautiful in India, in whole world, Switzerland. All Indians want to go to Switzerland, you know. You selected the place where there are career thorns. Where pani kharo hai. The water is also tasteless. It is salty. It is, you cannot tell what taste it is. But then also, you came and took birth there. That is the what Krishna says. If other places I take birth, then there are so many beautiful things are to see. But here there is only one beautiful thing is there to see. And that is me. Haribol. When Krishna takes birth, being an astrologer, I was searching the day, which is this day. Ashtami is the worst day actually. Before Krishna's birth, if any child used to take birth on Ashtami, that was considered as, oh my God, one problem more. You know, therefore don't believe in astrology. I am an astrologer, I'm telling you. If you believe in Krishna, he has proved this, that I am coming on the day which is considered as inauspicious in your astrologer's book. See, I make this great day also. I make this all your inauspicious becomes auspicious. All your bad can become good. He has proved this practically. Of course, the day was difficult. Because heavy rain in the jail. But everything opened. This is Chaturbhuja Swarupa of Krishna. Means four-handed Krishna. Narayana Swarupa of Krishna. And there's one more Krishna, which is a Goloka Krishna, which already took birth with the Yashoda. This is one more explanation which I want to give, because Maharaj is there. What will I speak? But it's all with his, like a Bluetooth, you convey one song from one mobile to another mobile. Don't think Tanmay Goswami is speaking, just here Bluetooth is on and everything is coming and I am just a speaker. So, this Golokadhari Krishna was lying with Yashoda. Vasudev brought this Chaturbhuj, four form of Krishna, and he, these two Krishnas submerged. Ah. Because our Krishna of Vrindavan can never fight. He is the avatara. He is an incarnation of love. Fighting is not in him. The all Kansa killing, the leaving of Vrindavan is a Vikunta Adipati Krishna, not Goloka Adipati Krishna. When Krishna left by killing this Kansa, that time Radharani said, hey, you are going. How can you leave? He said, no, I am not leaving. Goloka Adipati Krishna not left. He got submerged in Radharani. And therefore Radha Raman, he is a mixed form. He is always thinking of Radharani. There is no requirement of Radharani. Radharani is there in him. Radharaman, Radha Vallabha, Bihari. Today I was discussing the same thing. While I was coming in the car with one of my friend here with Radha Krishna. The point is this, that Krishna has always been, as Maharaj was telling, such a beautiful thing. Krishna is achieved very easily. To create a car, to create a bus, you need a lot of difficulty. But to create love with, to relation with Krishna, it's very easy. Just you have to open your love. But my dear friends, my dear devotees, we think love is attachment. It's very difficult to differentiate the love and attachment. Love is pure. And this is, when I was thinking since so many years, while reading the same katha, whenever Krishna Janmashtami comes and Papa sits and he says this katha and I listen this katha, many years got over, then I dare to ask my father, you tell me, who is this Krishna? Who is this Kans? Where is this Mathura? Where is this Vrindavan? The beautiful reply came, Mathura is this body. My dear devotees, Mathura is this body. Mathura is not clean, you may remember. Navadwara, 9 doors Mathura had. As I mentioned, Mathura has Navadwara, 9 doors. And body has 9 doors, 2 eyes, 2 ears, everything has 9 openings. Heart is Vrindavan, where Krishna lives, this is Vrindavan. Go means senses. In Sanskrit, one word has many meanings. Go can be for cow, but go means Sanskrit. My name is Goswami, but I am not Goswami. Because go means senses, and Swami means who has controlled his senses. Where is it possible? So go loka means where the all senses stays. So in our body, all these senses, the eyes, the ears, the touch, the smell, the taste, all these are goloka. Senses are goloka. And the heart is Vrindavan. And this body is Mathura. If Krishna takes birth in this Mathura, he will not stay anywhere else in this Mathura, in your body. He'll go. The tattva of Krishna will go in your heart. In Vrindavan. And that is the love. People ask me, where is the mind? I said, it is in heart. In India, doctors, and we had a big arguments. We called all the 5 allopathic doctors and 5 Indian saints, and we said, and the discovery of mind, where is it located in the body? So they said that, okay, it is in hypothalamus here, the brain and this and that. I said, okay, fine, very good. Give me one reply. If the soccer match is taking place between Germany and England, one man with the age 58, he is a fan of soccer. And he sees that Germany is losing and he got heart attack. A guy has kept his $200 million of the rupees, maybe here euros, in a bank, and he reads in early morning the newspaper that all money, the bank is lost. And he gets heart attack. I want to know, by listening any bad news to the mind, why people get heart attack. It means that mind has some connection with the heart. They don't get liver attack. They don't get kidney attack. It's a heart attack. His mind's role is there with your heart. And there is no reply for this. No reply. So when your mind is in Krishna, Krishna attacks your mind. There is a fight between Kansa and Krishna. As Maharaj was saying, beautiful. This was such a nice. Kansa is an attachment. It never wants Krishna to come in our heart. Because Kansa is sending Putana. Trinavart, Vakasur. Kansa has all these powers. These powers are of Kansa, isn't it? He sent them to kill Krishna. Krishna, if comes and sits in our heart, means attachment gets disturbed because mind is not working with attachment now. Now conscience is disturbed because you are not listening attachments. You are listening the love. Your senses are enjoying the love. And that time, kans, attachments, and sputana. Who is this sputana? The instinct of avidya. I have got one car. Oh, it's not enough. I should get bigger auto. You got bigger one. Bigger than this. You got bigger one. Now what will you do? One wife, not enough. Second wife, not enough. I got one lady in Los Angeles. She came to me with a horoscope and she asked me, can I get married? I said, it's impossible for her to get married because she had Saturn in a very horrible condition. I said, you cannot marry. She said, 9 times I'm married. And you say, I cannot marry. I said, sorry, Mata. I want to get married. I said, you would have been with one. Avidya. Avidya is putana. The best of the best which looks and which is not constant, that is avidya. That is the master of this avidya is kans, attachment. Krishna killed it, gave it a stage of mother. Tranavart Rajoguna, the big form of Rajoguna, Tamoguna is Tranavart. Attachments are the cause for this Rajoguna. Bakasur. You see, whenever there is any festival, people are keep eating. Keep eating. 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 Bakasur is the instinct of sense gratification. Enjoy the taste. Wow. What a nice rasagulla. Wow. What a nice pasta. Pizza is not so good today, actually. So attachments are the cause for all these demons, and Krishna kills these all demons if Krishna comes and sits in your heart. And today is Krishna Janmashtami. Let Krishna sit in your heart. And once if Krishna's love sits in your heart, all these senses which are under control of Kansa, Goloka, will get cleaned up. And then there is a great fun. And then you don't need anything. You will sit in the same car, no problem. You live with the same people, but no fight now. You have no conflict with each other. You will stop showing one finger to people because you understand 3 fingers are towards you. The problems comes down. Krishna should be practically first followed. Krishna should be made to sit in our heart. Then the senses, you are so powerful. You can do anger. You can do mistakes. Because the soul has, Krishna is causeless mercy on us. I was thinking, why Krishna made this world? What he wanted? He is Purnananda. He is complete. This is pure mercy. Mango trees will give mango fruit. Lemon tree will give lemon fruit. And the bitter gourd will give the bitter fruit. Krishna is merciful on all equally. The one who come to Goloka Dhamma here with Abhantra as beautiful Radharani. Krishna also beautiful, but I am falling in love with this Radharani. Those who not come, on them also Krishna is equally merciful. But if you come, the same lemon which is so sour, the love of Krishna when mixed, that lemon juice becomes very beautiful, just like you add a sugar in it. The chocolate which is so bitter, when you add the sugar in it, it becomes so nice. People eat it. Children eat it. Similarly, when whatever you are may be bitter. Bitter means tama. Sour means raja. Sweet means sattva. I have given these 3 fruits with sattva, rajatama, modes. Whatever you are doesn't matter. For Krishna, you are in German or you are in India or you are in Switzerland and America. Doesn't matter. You are big boss. You are a small boss. You are ugly. You are beautiful. Which color which smell you have, which perfume you use today, doesn't matter. He is equal to all. What matters is just one. Patram, pushpam, in Bhagavad Gita. Patram, pushpam, phalam, toyam. Don't give anything. You take a leaf and fill your love in it and just give me. This is scientific. Because if you can go out of this time and space, that is only possible by love. We enter the soul at certain time to this space and leave at certain time this space. That's a death so called, which is not a death actually. Just leaving, entered and going and coming in the house, you know. This time and space you are bound in. But if you just close your eyes and start loving Him, you are out of this world. But we love whom? Every moment we are changing. And we love the person who is also changing. It's impossible. If you love me today, now, actually after 2 seconds I have changed. My chemical composition changed. Tomorrow, my whole body changed. My mind changed. You cannot love any human being. This is scientifically, practically impossible. If you have to love, you have to love something which is stable, which not changes. And Krishna is one who is out of this time and space. So He is fixed. So if you love Him, your love is fixed. And your love is the only thing which can go with higher speed than your light. Because according to light speed, you have to go to different planet. But if you go with the speed of mind, which is the faster than light, you can go to Krishna. But every day try to meditate. Every day. Maharaj was saying, we all were able to feel this. These all things happen. Krishna really killed all these demons. But these demons, then he made it into a seed forms and put in everybody. And he also put the love in everybody. And he said, now you grow. As much you grow, that much I feel happy. This is a causeless mercy of Krishna on us. Today is such an auspicious day. Where Nandake Ananda Bhayo Jay Kanaiya Lalaki Hati Dino Ghoda Dini Aur Dini Palaki. There is an Ananda. Ananda means bliss. When Krishna takes birth in your heart, there is a bliss takes birth in your heart. Don't see what people are seeing, thinking about you. Just you do one thing. Give love of Krishna to everyone. And then see, what do you want? You get in the nature. This nature is there for you. You can convert it into any form. But anyway, after one stage, you will lose all interests. But this interest, this nectar, as much you enjoy, that much new taste you get. You will like to leave any human relation, but if you start once enjoying the relationship with Krishna, you go into that with more taste. My dear friends, never stop this. This is the nectar. We are the merciful people. Indra not got this nectar. Yuyam Naraloke Vata Bhuri Bhagaha. It is the biggest luck for we human beings. We have nothing big. We don't have that much power like Indra, but one power we have. That is Krishna. Jai Jai Shri Radhe Nitai Gaur Hari Bol. Aaj ke Anand ki Jai. Thank you. If I said anything wrong, please forgive me. Oh, it was a Bluetooth. Maharaj was transferring and I was speaking.
Nand ke anand bhaye jay kanaiya.
You can sing. No, why not?
Nand ke anand will happen tomorrow, which is more auspicious day. Srila Prabhupada.
Today we can't sing?
Today no. Because let Krishna come. And then tomorrow when everybody will see these two Krishna together, Goloka Adipati Krishna, who never left Gokul Vrindavan, all these, he is there. I am living in Udupi. But there is a Vikunthadipati Krishna. No Radharani. No fun. You go anywhere. Dwarka, who went? Vikunthadipati Krishna. But in Vrindavan, our Krishna is there. He is always in love. Just say once Krishna with this mood and you see you're all pains. People come to me to ask antidepressants. Antidepressants. How to give them antidepressant? That antidepressant may work for 1 minute, one day maximum. But this medicine you take and then there is no pain. So not today.
I would just like to end this Krishna Katha session by telling you a very, very nice Krishna Katha which I have once heard, and I would really like to share it. You know, in all of Vrindavan, of course, people had heard that Krishna was stealing butter. It is described that the beautiful gopis churn the butter with the idea that, oh, hopefully Krishna will come and steal it. They put really their heart into the butter, and they think if Krishna steals our butter, he steals our heart. It's desirable. It's good. It's he should do so. But outwardly, as a show to the others, they object to Krishna stealing the butter, because you know, a thief is never appreciated in society. So once they came to Mother Yashoda and said, "Your boy is always stealing butter. What to do?" And Yashoda said, "We don't believe that. You have to show us a practical proof. You have to catch him red-handed." So the gopis decided, okay, we will try to catch Krishna. But it's not easy to catch Krishna. So after many days of thinking hard, they got the idea. They put a butter pot on the tree, high up there, and they surrounded the butter pot with many, many bells. Many bells, small bells, not big bells, small bells like this. Because they figured out if Krishna goes up the tree and he steals the butter, he makes noise, and the little bells will ring, 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 and then it's too late for Krishna to get down on the tree. So then we can come from all directions, surround the tree, and catch Krishna, who's on the tree. So they made the alarm system and the butter pot inside, and they waited at their homes until the alarm would go off. Krishna walked to the tree, saw the butter pot, and made a plan to steal the butter. As he was climbing up, he noticed the bells, and he understood, oh no, the gopis want to catch me, but I'm more clever than the gopis. So he went up to the bells, and he said to the bells, "My dear bells." "Yes, Bhagavan." "My dear bells," said Krishna, "when I touch you, don't ring, don't make a sound. I want to do something. I want to steal the butter." So the bells said, "Okay, we don't ring." So Krishna went to the butter pot. He put his hand in the butter, and as he was just starting to eat the butter, all the millions of bells went, oh, thank you, and made a noise. Krishna said, "Are, I told you to not ring." So the gopis were hearing this. And they all ran to the tree. I told you not to ring. Why have you rung? Now I'm in trouble, said Krishna. So the bells answered. And I like this very much. When you told us we should not ring, then we did not ring. But when you started to eat the butter, we had to ring. Because in the Vedas you say, when Bhagavan eats, the bell must sound. So make up your mind. What do you want? So Krishna had to smile. Oh, and he went like this. Oh. So all the gopis came, surrounded the tree to catch Krishna, but Krishna, as he was eating the, but Krishna had another trick in his mind. The gopi said, "What do you do in the tree?" "I'm looking for my calf," said Krishna. "What? Calves climb trees?" "Yes," said Krishna. "By the power of the herbs of Vrindavan, my calves have become very strong and can climb trees." "Oh, but is your calf up the tree?" "Yes," said Krishna, and he put his hand into the butter pot, and as he moved his hand out, he pulled out a calf. So, this is Krishna. Krishna is so kind. Krishna is so humorous. Krishna is so magical. Krishna performs his pastimes. And if you just become a little bit interested to hear more about Krishna's pastime, you will feel what our Dr. Tanmay Goswami has said. When you allow Krishna to enter your heart by just listening to Krishna, listening to his exploits, his pastimes, his leelas, you will feel how Krishna in the heart will take care of all dirty things inside, and your life will become easy and very happy. So now we are approaching that time, the best time in the year. It's 7 more minutes before the Aratik. I would like to request you to do some bhajan or kirtan. Those who need to take care of their bodies, please do it immediately so that you can be back for 12 o'clock when we will have the midnight Aratik, the Aratik, which is performed to Krishna as he appears in the house of Mother Yashoda and simultaneously in his Vishnu Murti in the house of Devaki. This is can be in the prison of where Devaki is kept. So please let us get ready. Thank you so much and Hare Krishna!
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pestaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanto Saminiti Namine Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pestaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Sami Tinam